Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
Abraham is called the father of faithful. He's called in the scripture, an amazing title, the friend of God. The father of the faithful, the friend of God. But he did not begin with those titles. He began in a place called Ur of Chaldees. Ur meaning flames, Chaldees in Hebrew meaning destruction. Notice that he started in a type of the flames of destruction. Just like you and I, we're born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and unless Jesus Christ saves you, you are headed for flames of destruction. The truth is, hell is real. The truth is, eternity is real. The truth is, there is a place. And when God found Abraham, he was in the place of flames of destruction, and God redeemed him out of that. But he didn't stop there. His father, Terah, the Bible said, went with Abraham when he obeyed God's voice and called him to go to another place. And the scripture said that he stayed with his father until his father died, a type of the old man dying. So God doesn't just save us from hell, but he sanctifies us and allows the old us to pass away. The old nature, the old desires. It's not that we can't be tempted, tested, and fail, but there is a change in us that is so real that it transforms who we are. And he doesn't just save us from hell. And I don't serve God only because he saved me from hell, but I love the fact that the old things have passed away. The guilt, the shame, the torment of the past. The old man has died. If I didn't have any other reason to be thankful this year, I can say he saved me from the flames of destruction and the old things have passed away. I'm free from the past. Everybody give God a big praise right there. And now he says, go on. Go on to a place called Yonder. Yonder is that place of success and meaning and purpose and destiny. It's the place of peace and joy. It's the place of being in the center, perfect will of God, doing what you were created to do. And everything that you've gone through in life will bring you to a place called Yonder if you will let God's grace guide you. And the question is, are you willing to go on the journey to a place called Yonder? Because there were seven times that God personally appeared to Abraham that represent the seven steps to a place called Yonder. Seven times God made an appearance in Abraham's life. The first time that he appeared to Abraham when he first met God was at Ur of Chaldees, and God saw in Abraham a spirit of discontent. If you're going to make it to your place of destiny, a place called Yonder, and your yonder is different from my yonder, it's hard to define it, but something in you says I was made for more. Something in you says this is not what I was created to be, and this is not why I'm here just doing what I'm doing. If you're going to make it to Yonder, you will have the same encounter that Abraham had. Meaning this, when God found him, you have to understand the Bible said his father was an idol worshiper. He actually made his living in a shop carving idols. And that boy grew up and watched his father make idols with his hands. And he watched him sell those idols to people who prayed to God who had eyes but couldn't see, and a God who had ears but couldn't hear. And Abraham, in that shop of idols where his father made idols, there was something in him that was stirred called discontent. He had a spirit of discontent that said, I was made for more than this. There's got to be more than dead religion. There's got to be more than just burning candles and giving sacrifices and shedding blood to dead statues. I know there's got to be more. And the first thing that God uses to get you to a place called yonder is discontent. Something in you begins to say, I know there's got to be more. Something's missing. Something is not there. I was created for more than this. I've been through too much to not reach my place called yonder. And there was a spirit of discontent. A spirit of discontent. You feel something. You know something. Something's missing. That's where it starts. Then the second time that God appeared to Abraham, he promised him the land. And the Bible said that Abraham built an altar and pitched a tent. Built an altar. It says it seven times and pitched a tent. In other words, what God is teaching us is if you're going to get to the place called yonder, you've got to pray and then the tent, meaning not a house, not a dwelling place that is permanent, but you've got to move when God says move. You've got to go where God says go. You've got to be willing to change and move in the direction that God tells you to move. He didn't say sing without ceasing. He didn't say pray. He didn't say preach without ceasing, but he said pray without ceasing. And he said, if you will pray and then you will, if I tell you to go, pitch your tent over here and I may not keep you there. This is our problem. We like for things to stay the same. But if you're going to reach a place called yonder, God will say, now go over here. Now do this and I'll lead you from glory unto glory, from faith unto faith. And life doesn't get boring. God keeps you on the move. You don't know what's next. All you know is he's the God who's always, if I will pray, he'll say, now pitch your tent over here. Now pitch your tent over here. And he's always got adventure. He's always got a future. He's always got next. The third time that God appears, he appears to Abraham and he promises him a son through Sarah. In Genesis 15, he's 100 and his wife is 99. And God appears and he says, you're going to be the father of many nations. You're going to be a father through your 99-year-old wife. And for 25 years, Abraham waited. He had the word, but what do you do when you have a word from God, but your world does not line up with the word that is in you? He had a word inside. He saw a place called yonder, and yet nothing in his world lined up with his word. It's at this third place that you learn to fellowship with the patience of God. God will give you a promise. God will give you a seed. And then he will give you harvest. As long as the earth remains, there's seed and there's harvest. But notice what's in the middle. Seed, harvest, time. Seed, time, and harvest. And I've often said that we're a microwave generation, but we serve a crockpot God. And when God gives you a promise and you see a place called yonder, and then comes the test, you have to fellowship with the patience of God. God, I don't see it. Why hasn't it happened? If you're real, if you really told me this, why hasn't it happened? And God says, just trust me. Just keep praying. Pitch your tent. Do what I tell you to do. Learn to stay discontent. Never be satisfied. Keep a hunger. Keep after me. I want you connected to me, not it. I want you to stay in a place where you're fellowshipping with me and you believe me even when you don't see it. You believe me even when it looks like nothing good is happening. You are fellowshipping with the patience of God. And your tribulation, the Bible said, works patience in your life. He saw it. Then God shows up a fourth time. And he says to Abraham, take five animals and split them down the middle. Lay one side of the animal on one side on the other. And God said, I will come as a flaming fire in the middle of that sacrifice. He was teaching Abraham. Those sacrifices represented his wealth. They represented his success. They represented his resources. And he was teaching Abraham, I want you to make me the center. The reason he put the animals on one side and the other, he was saying, I want to be in the center of your success. I want to be, the reason that I have blessed you is I am the center of your life. If you want to get to a place called yonder, a place of destiny, there's got to be more than making money. There's got to be more to life than having things. There's got to be more. There's got to be. And Jesus says the way that you get to a place of destiny called the place of yonder is you put me in the center. I want to do amazing things in your life and in your family, but I won't be on the side. I won't be down the track somewhere. Put me in the middle of your family, your marriage, your home, your business, your career, your relationships. Put me in the center. If you want joy, you've tried other things and you don't have joy. If you want happiness, it's not that we won't have trouble, but Jesus will be in the middle of it all. And if he's in the middle of it, you'll get through it. On the other side of the fire, on the other side of the smoke, on the other side of the battle, Jesus will be standing saying, my covenant I made with you is sure. Everybody take a praise break and thank him right now. Hallelujah. The fifth time he appears to Abraham on his journey to a place called yonder, as he shows up and he announces for the first time, I am El Shaddai. That's what God called himself. I am El Shaddai. And that name El Shaddai in Hebrew means strong-breasted one. In other words, what he was saying to Abraham is, in order to get to a place called yonder, your nourishment has to come from me. It can't come from your success. It can't come from your material things. It can't come from even your family or relationships. There has to be a point in your walk, if you're going to reach the place called yonder, the place of destiny, where you learn to draw nourishment, not from anything. See, some of you, as long as your life is in order, you're good. But the moment your life starts falling apart, because those things are what you draw your nourishment from. But when you have a relationship with El Shaddai, the strong-breasted one, he says, no matter what's going on in your life, you can draw nourishment, you can draw strength, you can draw power, you can draw all that you need from me. El Shaddai. It's interesting that the sixth appearance, the one before the seventh, the final, it had to do with Abraham's family. For the sixth time that God appeared to Abraham, he came to talk to him about his family. Because he had a son or a nephew named Lot and his family that were in Sodom and Gomorrah. And judgment was about to fall on that city. And God said, can I do this and not talk to my friend about his family? Can I let judgment fall on part of Abraham's seed and not, because that man is praying at that altar and calling on God on behalf of his family, and because of it, I'm going to have to go have a talk with him about his family. And God goes down and appears to Abraham and says, Abraham, you need to get Lot out of that city because destruction is coming. And I want you to understand what I'm saying, that Abraham understood that somewhere between here and a place called yonder, the enemy's going to try to attack your family. He's going to try to destroy your family. Somewhere between here and a place called yonder, yonder is the place of revival. Yonder is the place of purpose. Yonder is the place of miracles in your home and family. But don't be deceived. The devil, the last attack before he hits the seventh appearance, is an attack on his family. Sometimes if hell can't defeat you any other way, he will come with fury against your family. But I'm so glad that I can stand here and announce to you what Abraham discovered. No weapon formed against my family will prosper. I see it. I believe it. I have experienced it. And if you know that I'm preaching the truth and you believe that He's the God of families, I wish you would just throw your hands up and say, Lord, my family shall be blessed. The Bible said on the seventh appearance, that's when He comes to Abraham and He says, take your son, your only son. Take him to the top of that mountain and offer him, listen to the wording, a burnt offering unto me. Not just an offering. In other words, slay him, slit his throat, dismember him like you would dress a sacrifice. This is gruesome. Stack his body parts on the altar and burn it up. Do this unto me. That's the seventh appearance. And what is touching to me is Isaac was 20 years old when this happened. We see him as a little child, but he was not. He was at least 20 years old. Abraham was 120 plus. If Isaac had wanted to, he could have beat the old man up and said, forget it. But notice that the 20-year-old and the 120-year-old join hands. And they say, together, it's Abraham and Isaac. It's young and old. We're headed to a place called yonder. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. But he said the old men will dream dreams. The young men will see visions. It's going to be a multi-generational revival, old and young. Old and young. Oh, that's just those old, poor old grandpa and grandma. They don't live in the real world. They're pitiful. They're pitiful. They live such a... They're in the Word. We're not going to leave you. We're headed to a place called yonder. I'm going up yonder, and not one of our children are going to be left behind. When you get to that place called yonder, notice what happened. The Bible said that the father put wood on the son's back. He didn't even know what he was doing. Just like our heavenly father put wood across on his son's back. For 3 days, they climbed the mountain, read it, and they did not speak to one another for 3 days. Just like when they crucified Jesus and put his body in the tomb for 3 days, he did not speak to the Father. Silence for 3 days. When he got to the mountain, Abraham built the altar. And again, that boy was strong enough to resist if he wanted to, but he willingly laid down his life. He could have resisted, just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. Tie me, lay me down. I'll die. I could fight, I could resist, but I'll die if that's the Father's will. Abraham didn't know what he was doing, but what a picture of Calvary. And Abraham raises the knife, and he fully intended to go through with the sacrifice. Listen to me. And when you've gone as far as you can go in doing what God's told you to do, he lifted up his eyes at that moment, and he saw the answer. A ram was caught in the thicket, and a voice said, stop Don't do it. But notice he did not see the answer until he was performing the duty. He saw the answer while he was performing the duty. We say, God, you show me and then I'll do it. And God says, you do what I tell you to do, and then I will show you while you're performing the duty. And the first time that God, in all of Scripture, when he made promises, he made covenants, never is this wording used. Except this place. When God saw him raise that knife and was about to do it because of his love for him, he said, stay your hand. There's a ram caught in the thicket. At the same moment that Abraham and Isaac were going up one side of the mountain, God cut off a ram from a flock somewhere and scooted it up the mountain. And coming up the other side, they came together at a place called Yonder. And that's where God for the first time is called Jehovah Jireh. You know where you will find Jehovah Jireh? At a place called Yonder. And at that moment, God says something he's never said before in Scripture. Other times he made promises, he made covenants, he made contracts. But this time, God himself said, when he saw Abraham ready to do, well, I swear. He made God swear. His faith, his obedience, made God swear. Well, I swear. By heaven. God, who couldn't find, if you swear by something, you need to swear by something bigger than what you are. And God couldn't find anything bigger than himself. So he stepped out of himself and said, I swear by myself. That if I don't bless this man, I will self-destruct and destroy myself. And God said, I swear in blessing, I'm going to bless you. In multiplying, I'm going to multiply your success. And your seed, your family will be blessed in all the earth. Because you've obeyed me. And all I'm saying to you this morning is there's a place called Yonder. You were made for more. And you can live your whole life and miss it. But God's had some of you on that journey, and this morning he's calling you to a place of repentance. Oh, yes, he is. He's calling you out of the flames of destruction. He's saying, let the old man pass away. He's saying, I have a plan for your life, and I want you to lay your will on the altar. I want you to stop fighting me and fighting my plan and fighting my purpose. Trust me, I can recycle evil. I can take everything the enemy has done to hurt and destroy you, and I can turn it into something beautiful. God knows how to recycle evil. Evil attacks, evil hurts, evil things, wasted years. He can recycle it. And I think we ought to just raise our hands and thank him that we're headed to a place called Yonder. But if you're in this room today and you know there's a place called Yonder, notice that Abraham was 120 and not too old to find Yonder. It may be that you're not going to reach your Yonder until you got to the years that you're in right now. Raise your hands high if this message is speaking deep in your heart this morning, that you know it's there. God, I can't quit now. I can't give up now. I can't let up now. I can't ease up now. I got to reach that place called Yonder. And it's a place that only me and the Son. And you know, one of these days we're going up Yonder. Anybody believe that? One of these days we're going up Yonder. Pray this prayer. Everybody in this room, lift your hands high all over this room and say, Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Savior. Thank you for the wood that you carried. Thank you for the mountain that you climbed. Thank you for the blood that you shed. Isaac was spared. But Jesus was crucified. He spared not his own son. He spared Abraham's son, but he killed his son so that I might live and I might be forgiven and my sins could be covered and washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes the sins away. And today, I confess you as my Savior. You are Lord, and I give you my life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.